Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
who wants to party?
It's on the radio.
Hold on to your hat.
There are a bunch of drama queens that spend an hour talking and 20 minutes jumping around while blows up.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hold it!
Call now at 844-5600.
We are created to serve a singular purpose for which we will go to any length to fulfill.
Now, here are your hosts, Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Happy Thursday, Nashville. What's cooking? What's going on? Presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, this is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. No Greg Pogue, the Pogie Bear, the Pogiemon, the Poguester, taking some well-deserved time off. And Pogie, if you're listening, the chicken, the beer butt chicken, was absolutely delicious. Had it for dinner last night, along with some steamed vegetables. It was fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So the Pogie Bear off for the next couple of days. He'll be back with us on Monday, but I'm here. My name's John Burton. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnBurton32. Crazy Charlie is here as well at CrazyCharlie615. Good morning, Charlie.
What's with that double kiss up right off the top there?
Dude,
you know he ain't listening.
Dude, the chicken was good, man.
All right, we'll get in the chicken here in a second.
Yeah,
we got to talk about that.
Yeah, we got to.
But he ain't listening, so he ain't got to worry about
that. Yeah, you're right. He's probably fishing with Hillbilly or something like that.
I hope he is.
Yeah.
Well-deserved time off.
Come on,
man. The guy barely even rolls out of bed.
Charlie, you know me, bro. I'm a baby face.
I know.
Everybody
That's why I'm taking the other route.
So you're going to be the heel. I'll be the baby face today.
Not permanently, but I mean.
Are you a heel, full-on heel, or a tweener?
I'm on the fence.
Yeah, you're a tweener.
But, you know, well-deserved time off. Greg Pogue, he's already well-rested. I mean, he hasn't changed his Brewers t-shirt in 2 months. How much energy do you think he's expending out there in the world?
I didn't say that.
He ain't working weekend shows. He ain't calling games.
Yeah. He's got. It's good to be the king.
Right now, the hair on the back of his neck and his arms is starting to stand up. And by the way, that neck is red.
From your lips to God's ears.
I keep throwing that bait out there. I'll end up getting him to call in.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Good so far, at least. You know, it's, 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yep.
A long way to go.
Yeah. We got a long way to go.
Good first 4 hours.
You're a hard-working man.
It's a little warm out there, though.
Yeah, it's going to be steamy today. Good chance of thunder showers. So download your News Channel 5 Storm Shield app. It'll track storms in your area, wherever you are, via your GPS. And if there is no activity in your area, it'll leave you alone. So, got a good show for you today. Joe Rexroad from The Athletic will join us at 9:25. Eric Bacharach, Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, will join us at 10:25. So we got a lot to get into with those individuals. So Charlie, at where I live in Bellevue, the housing project, they're doing a big repaving of the parking lots, and so we've had to kind of adjust where we parked the last week or so based on which area of the complex that they're paving. So last night, the area where I normally park was blocked off because it's getting paved. And so I had to park at another building. And I'm telling you, I could have walked from Bellevue to here, Nolensville Road, and gotten here faster than how long it took me to get to my car this morning as to which building it was at.
You telling me the in-shape guy had to take a few extra steps and this was an issue?
Well, yeah. I mean, when it's early in the morning and, you know, I'm still not awake yet, it's an issue.
All right, here's the question I need to ask you, though.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
First instinct. Did you think there was something wrong when you walked out?
Oh, yeah.
And your car wasn't in its normal spot? Did you have that? I know you knew you moved it in part, but did you have that
yes.
I'm not awake moment of like, oh, that's right. It's over by the other building.
See, Charlie, I just turned 50. So when you...
Oh, so you had a moment of senility.
I've had some senility moments, and there are mornings where I have left my building, locked my door, walked out, and said to myself, where in the hell did I park last night? And this is like on a completely sober night. it's just the product of getting old. You just forget stuff, man. So you have that to look forward to in the next several years.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
in several years. John, I don't know where the hell I am right now.
So you've got that and getting up probably five times a night to go to the bathroom. So
I do that now.
You got all kinds of wonderful
John,
things.
John, I live in Antioch. I get up five times a night to do security rounds. Yeah. I get up five times a night to check the number of rounds.
I got you.
Make sure they're all still there. One doesn't live in the OCK and not keep one eye open.
Yeah, good point.
So, yeah, I already get up five times a night in the 3.5 hours that I try to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a night.
It's a hell of a night, I'm telling you. You know, it makes
flip random lights on and off so that the people scouting the neighborhood know that someone's up.
Right. So night before last, man, I did not sleep well, and there are reasons for that I can't get into on the radio, but nothing illegal. I promise you that.
Oh well, so, I mean, if it was, then let's get into it.
Yeah, I know. If it was illegal,
if it's just boring, leave it off the radio.
If it was illegal,
I don't worry about talking about it on the radio if it's boring.
And man, I was dragging all day yesterday. I had to get up at 6 a.m. and train a client. Then I co-hosted this fabulous radio show that I'm very proud to be a part of. And then I had to, you know, Steve's off all week, so I had to come in and anchor at News Channel 5 yesterday. Not, man, I was out of it. And I had to do Sportsline. Hadn't done Sportsline since early March. And I'm telling you, I was just out of it. We didn't have a 6 o'clock sportscast because I think we were doing Charlie Daniels Memorial. We're doing live coverage of that. So I did the 10. Well, I did Sportsline. I did the 10. And, I mean, I hadn't anchored in a while, and it was like, the prompter was like a million miles away. I couldn't read. My mouth was dry. I couldn't speak. So I was like, man, let me just get a good night's sleep so I can attack it, better today. And I feel much better today. But yesterday I was out. I think I called Don Garber, the MLS commissioner, Greg Garber. I mean, if you watched last night's 10 o'clock sportscast, I apologize because I was not on my game. But
I don't worry. If it was on this station, you would have been par for the show.
Right. And that's where I want to start with the MLS, Charlie, because
oh boy,
we were supposed to be reacting to...
My DVR last night was recording a Nashville SC game turned out to not be a game because, John, this is bad, man.
Yeah.
This is bad. One team's already out of the tournament. Nashville SC's already postponed their first game. The cases aren't going down. The tournament itself, I know Drake, who was on the show the other day from the Tennessean, who covers Nashville
Drake
SC.
Hills, friend of show. Yep.
He was trying to be as optimistic as possible because, of course, he wants to work.
Right.
But even through his most strained optimism that he was forcing out of his brain, you could tell that he knew. He knew that first game was doomed, and I could also feel, and this is just my opinion from listening to Drake, that he's concerned about the entire tournament.
Absolutely.
Not just Nashville SC, the whole MLS tournament itself, and we all have to stop and admit, no matter how bad we want sports, if MLS put together a plan of action, a return to play plan, and it fails this badly, and I consider it failing already.
Well, when you have a team say, we're out, we're done.
Correct.
We're
another team that's on the ropes.
Dallas FC is out, and I think Nashville SC is
on the ropes
to pulling out. I agree.
And I'm concerned.
The referee's checking to see if...
There's a standing eight right now.
Exactly.
There's a standing eight, and I think that's the number of cases that that the team is dealing with. And, you know, when we did talk to Drake, he made so many good points about the lack of training time, the lack of ability to get together, and now... The number of cases, this is a franchise that's only played two games in its entire history.
Mm-hmm.
I am concerned about the health aspects of it and them not being able to even compete in the rest of the tournament. But I'm also just concerned about the MLS, the tournament, and what it as an indicator will mean to the return to play for everyone else. Because we all know MLB is next. NHL right after that.
Exactly.
NBA is right in line with all of that. And all of these will get the chance to be the example before football has to make its final decisions on everything. And John, if the MLS tournament gets canceled, if MLB suddenly can't perform, can't play a bunch of games, if something happens with one of the hub cities for the NHL, I mean, how in the world can we continue moving forward until we have a conclusion to the coronavirus, meaning a vaccine, meaning a something? And we all know the Ivy League, we've heard it enough times.
Right.
They don't matter. It doesn't. Nobody cares if the Ivy League. The Ivy League was the first to cancel basketball.
Yep.
And everybody else followed shortly after that.
Yep.
The Ivy League now is the first to cancel all fall sports. Notice they didn't use the word postpone. They
cancel.
Didn't use we'll get together sometime next month. They said cancel. We'll discuss next spring sports in January. The Ivy League finished. I guarantee you other group of five conferences, especially if the bigger leagues, like we're hearing rumored, like Bill King was discussing all morning, if they're going to go to a conference-exclusive schedule, well, then we all know the directional school that gets the 1.1 mil to take their beating suddenly isn't going to be able to make that money. And if the group of five, the smaller conferences, aren't going to be able to go on the road to the bigger schools and make that paycheck, they're not going to play football at all. They're not going to have just a conference schedule in some of these smaller conferences. So I understand, and we can all joke, Ivy League football, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But it is a conference. And when a conference makes a decision, there are only X number of conferences in the entire country. First one is the one that's the most difficult to make the decision. Typically, John, what do we see? Not just in sports, but across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Once someone sets the example, steps up, makes the decision, it's a lot easier, and I'll just use for example because it's local, it's a lot easier for the OVC to step up and say, based on what the Ivy League is reporting and saying, we are going to also follow because we won't be able to play our out-of-conference schedule this year, which generates all of the revenue for all of the sports.
Right.
So I think that while we can joke about how important Ivy League football is to the pantheon of American collegiate football, I think we should be more concerned that they put the word cancel on their entire fall sports program.
Yep.
And I think that other conferences are going to be having to make those very difficult decisions very, very soon. I mean, just in our backyard, the TSSAA, they delayed making their decision just yesterday. That can't be good.
Right.
Anytime you talk about that, we're in, can we say mid-July now? What's today? Today the 10th? We're basically in
the 9th.
We're basically in mid-July.
Yeah, we're in mid-July.
Okay? That means August.
Training camps are supposed to start in, 2 weeks?
Yep. I was going to say, August means training camps. It means return to school. It means return to campus.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I don't see a world where no matter how many times we say we want it to happen, no matter how many times we will it to happen, I don't think it's going to happen because you're not going to be able to have the number of students on the campuses. I think there's going to be a whole lot of bad news in the next 2 weeks. Now that we're past the 4th of July holiday, you're seeing many events across the landscape of everything, entertainment-wise, be canceled for the rest of the year, John, even into the winter and the spring. So we can make fun of the Ivy League for its product and football all we want, but their decision-making is probably going to fall closer in line with a lot of the other smaller conferences than you might want to admit to today on July the 9th.
Right.
But by August the 1st, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more bad news.
Yeah, and back to Nashville SC for just a second. A reported 9 players have come down, tested positive for COVID-19. Their next game is supposed to be July 14th. That's just 5 days from now against Philadelphia Union. I don't see that game getting played. Do you?
And I really don't.
And again, so Dallas FC has already pulled out. So, yeah, this MLS tournament, I know that Don Garber, I think I called him Greg Garber last night, sorry, you know, the MLS commissioner, they were supposed to try to come to a decision as to what to do with Nashville SC. They were supposed to talk into the night. I have yet to see anything about a formal decision made. You know, I've been tracking Drake Hills's Twitter. I haven't seen anything, so hopefully we'll hear something on that definitively. You mentioned the TSSAA waiting on their decision on the 4 contingency plans for football and girls soccer this fall. They're waiting to see if Governor Lee will add high school football to college and pro football or college and pro sports on the, you know, state of emergency list, which runs through August 29th. And now, Charlie, you're hearing that the NFL is in talks with players giving them possibly an opt-out option for them. So basically, if they have a family member or they live with someone who has a pre-existing condition or they just don't feel comfortable playing, they might be able to opt out. NFL players. The NFL has stuck their chest out all spring and summer saying, we're on schedule. We'll be fine.
No one's been more confident.
Right.
No league has been more bullish on we're going ahead with our league calendar, our league schedule. And it's just very recently in the last week that we've seen the NFL start to have some movement like that. But, John, I have to think they have to have that opt-out caveat.
Right.
Every other professional league has it.
The
players' associations, I'm sure, made all of their members aware that you need to have a discussion with all of your, you know, your reps, your league, your GMs. I'm sure that all of the players' associations across the sports landscape got together on a unified message of how are we going to handle this with our members and with MLB, with the NHL, with the NBA, all having the opt-out clause. The NFL had to follow suit.
Now the biggest thing now is the players want this year, regardless of if they play or not, to count towards their free agency clock. And I'm sure a lot of owners are going to push back on that. That's probably going to be the number one sticking point.
The NFL's done pretty good to this point. MLB was the one with all of the labor issues.
Yeah.
Very quietly, the NHL came to a whole bunch of agreements where they normally have incredible difficulty even locking out, having strikes. The NHL actually threw a bunch of paperwork in front of the players, and the players counteroffered, and they went, okay, let's all agree on it, and they did. That's incredibly rare. We know what baseball's been through the last few months. If the NFL now suddenly, and I saw Taylor Lewan's tweet yesterday about the business side of things as well, about the 35% of the players' payroll being kept by the league in an account for now to handle expenses of the league, and Taylor Lewan's words were not were very straight and plain, which was, if this plan goes through, we need to dismantle the NFLPA and start a brand new one, because he does not feel they are representing the players very well if they agree to something. So here we go, John.
And this is a guy who's one of the highest paid players at his position in the NFL.
Correct. And you know he's speaking up like that, not just on his own behalf. He's speaking up because there are other guys around him that don't have that type of power, that type of clout, that said, man, this really sucks. We're getting screwed. And someone like Taylor Lewan gets discussion on a radio show like this, whereas perhaps cornerback number five doesn't get the same level of discussion if he sends out a tweet about the PA.
Well, Taylor, if you're listening, give us a call, 615-844-5600. So on that happy note, that gets us going today. So we'll go into our first break, and when we come back on the other side, hopefully Joe Rexroad of The Athletic will have some more positive news for us. Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, this is Nashville Sports Radio.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here? There's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple, little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. 50% chance of storms, high 89. Partly cloudy tonight, low 74. 70% chance of storms tomorrow, high 88. And a 30% chance of storms tomorrow night, low 72. Utilize the nervous...
Download the WNSR app and listen to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show anywhere.
Nashville Hotel. It's Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. John Burton, Crazy Charlie in studio. Greg is off today. He'll be back with us on Monday. Hopefully he's out hunting, fishing, hanging out with Hillbilly or whatever. But we are hanging out with friend of show from The Athletic, the esteemed sports columnist, Mr. Joe Rexroad. Sexy Rexy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Coming on, it's always a real pleasure that Charlie puts out some of these just lovely photos of me.
Well, Rex, you're a good-looking man, and people need to see that. Okay, you're not just a gifted sports columnist and a gifted penman. You're a good-looking man.
This is true. It's amazing the yo-yoing of weight that goes on in my life. And that's one thing these kind of show you, but beautiful at all sizes.
Yes, sir. Joe, how are you, buddy? Everybody good? You healthy?
Yeah. Yeah, hanging in there, healthy, and, feeling like a range on different sports. You know, we're kind of getting some separation with, somewhat like feeling pretty good about hockey, feeling kind of sad for Nashville SC right now, and then college football right now really looks shaky.
Yeah, we were. Let's start with Nashville SC, Rex. Charlie and I were talking about that in the first segment. Just the fact that, Dallas FC is out of the MLS's back tournament, and it looks like Nashville SC is on the ropes. They were supposed to meet on their fate last night. It reported 9 players, I believe, positive for coronavirus. I don't think they're going to be ready to play July 14th against Philadelphia Union. Last night's game against Chicago Fire, of course, postponed. How do you think this ends for not only Nashville SC, but this MLS's back tournament, which I know did get underway last night? We had Orlando FC or Orlando City coming back to beat Inter Miami 2-1. At least they got a game in. But, what do you think the immediate future of this tournament and Nashville SC is going to be?
Yeah, well, I'm glad they got a game in. They had a really stirring pregame ceremony. So, there's some good stuff there. It's really interesting to me, John, that we haven't heard yet that Nashville SC is withdrawn. I mean, Dallas had 10 positives. Nashville SC has 9. So does that mean, is that the line?
They're waiting for one more? And then, how's that work, right?
If you're single digits, you're okay. I don't know. They said they were going to decide overnight. But it's interesting because, and I wonder, and I'm just speculating here now, if it's, this is an expansion franchise in its first year, had a terrific, home debut, played one more game on the road. And if there's a little bit more consideration given to the fact that, man, this new franchise, and of course, obviously, last night they were supposed to play on ESPN. You know, that was supposed against Chicago Fire. That was supposed to be ESPN televised, finally giving Nashville a sports team playing for the first time in, I think it would have been exactly 17 weeks. So are they getting a little bit more leeway because of that? I don't know.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess I assumed when I saw that it was up to 9 that would be it for them. And like you said, John, I mean, even if it's not it, then when do they play? Are they going to be able to play in 5 days?
I can't see it.
Yeah, so, I guess I've been expecting to hear, okay, they're out, but it's interesting that it's now, 10:30 Eastern and there's no such word.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking with Joe Rexroad, sports columnist for The Athletic, at Joe Rexroad on Twitter. A great follow there. And then, Charlie and I were also talking about how the NFL, Rex, has been so, they've stuck their chest out during this whole situation, through the spring and into the early part of the summer, saying, listen, we're going to be fine. We're on time. Might be a few less fans in the stands, but nothing's going to get in the way of us having our season. Now you're hearing reports that players want the option of opting out and still having that count towards their free agency clock. I mean, if it's a situation where I don't think either one of these guys would do it, but what if Tom Brady just wakes up one day and says, Giselle told me I can't play, or, Mahomes says, I'm out, I got family concerns, or, Saquon Barkley says, I'm out, I've got a young daughter at home or whatever. Now it's getting into this situation where the NFL has had the luxury of time for several months, but it's getting late early for the NFL. Training camps are supposed to open end of this month in just a couple of weeks, and now players are talking about possibly opting out.
Yeah. Well, I expected that there'd be someone, in every league. I actually thought we might hear about someone significant in hockey, although they seem to have the best situation. I mean, that's the difference, too, between sports that have kind of tried to create these bubbles and, football, baseball, I mean, they don't have that. It's that you're going home at night and you may be doing exactly what they're asking you to do, but do you know for sure all your teammates are? I mean, there's just an extra risk there when you're just living life and not sort of, forced to be confined in this situation. So, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think, obviously, right now this week, college football has really been the thing where, it's starting to really look dicey, and it looked so different even, 2 weeks ago?
Right.
But even with the NFL, you're right. I mean, there's still all these, especially the non-bubbles, are somewhat just reliant on society to help out here. I mean, if again, whatever you think about, this virus, there's a wide range of opinions. The bottom line is, if cases are going up, then it's not good for sports. So just trust that. Mm-hmm. No matter what you think otherwise, it is bad for sports. So maybe on an individual basis, go about your business with that in mind. Because there's straight up, I've talked to a bunch of college people this week, John, and it's just like, mm-hmm. you're helpless. We were sitting here like just hoping to see good numbers.
Right.
And they're going to have to make a decision. But I still think the NFL is in good shape overall. Like you said, they have puffed their chest out. It's been a great offseason for the NFL, especially relative to everybody else. But, yeah, if it's bad and it gets worse, and now it gets late and it's about time to start training camp, I mean, it's not great for the NFL either.
Joe Rexroad is our guest, and when you look at college football, Joe, I mean, we kind of joked, the Ivy League, we'll have to muddle through without Ivy League football this year. But you're a Big Ten guy. When Ohio State comes out and says, hey, we are pausing all voluntary workouts right now for all fall sports because we've had too many cases, Ohio State is, where you're from, Ohio State makes news like Alabama makes news down here in the Southeast. So I thought that was significant what Ohio State stated earlier this morning.
Yeah, what a week for college sports when you think about, Ohio State, one of the big programs, and obviously we've seen LSU and Clemson have had, they've had to pause things already too, but just another example of wherever you are, you know, you could have an outbreak. And especially, again, like you're saying, hey, kids, okay, now that you're done with the workouts, please go back to your dorm room and sit quietly
right, and
watch television.
Good luck with that, right?
Human. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it's that whole thing is, man, it's very tenuous right now. And then, you know, you think about the Ivy Leagues, which you're right. Like, of course, the Ivy League, I mean, it's just totally different model. This is not, we're not talking about billion-dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
The Ivy League, they don't have scholarships. But when they make that decision, and we know that university presidents are obviously going to be big parts of the decision with Power Five schools, I mean, that still sort of sets a precedent and gets people thinking, like, well, if they think that, you know, they still lead the way in a lot of things in terms of higher education. So, I mean, I think it still is significant. Then you look at, like, Stanford. 11 sports they're cutting. I mean, just a terrible week for college sports.
That's
another example.
I'm glad you brought that up, Rex.
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff, it's just, it's already, I mean, we've seen with Vanderbilt this week. You know, they've done some things. We know they are cutting people, sadly. And now imagine no football and what that does to the economic model of college sports.
No question about it. Joe Rexroad is our guest at Joe Rexroad on Twitter, sports columnist for The Athletic. A great follow and a great read. And you brought up a great point. I want to segue into that, Joe. What's going on at Vanderbilt? You know, some names that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't know, you know, outside of what we do, getting let go, basically doing away with their SID department, their, you know, and or restructuring it or having it blend into the other administrations. You know, some guys that we know very well that worked in the sports information department, either, you know, stepping down or losing their jobs. And obviously, you know, what Adam Sparks wrote over the weekend. What do you think's going on at Vandy, and how do they fix this?
Yeah, well, you know, the idea of Vanderbilt Athletic Communications blending in, like, to me, on its own, you know, that doesn't bother me a ton. I mean, Vanderbilt does things differently. They just, you know, they're not like really anyone else in the SEC, not just because they're private, but, I mean, they have, you know, just a different structure anyway. So, like, that's fine as long as you still have those people. You know, basically, they're just, you know, reporting to the university. A couple things. One, as long as they don't do their jobs the way university communications typically do, which is like, thank you for your interview request. We will be back with you in a week. You know, like, you got to, for people who don't know, these people in athletic communications, first of all, like, they work crazy long hours for not huge pay. And
it's a thankless gig, man. It's a thankless gig. I did sports PR for about 5 months for an expansion arena football team. You want to talk about long hours, thankless job. You're always getting screamed at. Anyway, I didn't mean to jump in, but it just
no.
I had some PTSD flashbacks, my man.
No, man. Well, you've had quite a, you know, between the wrestling and that and TV, man, you, what a life, man. The most interesting man in the world. But
oh, man. Hardly.
But, you know, it is a thankless job. We bother these people all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, like, some people at Vanderbilt, like Andy Boggs and Catherine Hilly, they did such a terrific job. And that's the thing that bothers me. It's, look, wait and see on what this means. If the people who are doing comms or doing PR for the sports teams are still essentially functioning the same way, it doesn't really matter that much to anyone outside there. But the fact that these people... And, you know, I've talked to some of them, but, you know, basically, here comes a Zoom call and we're letting you go. That really bothers me. And really good people with families. And look, we know what's going on in the country and world when it comes to the economy and jobs and all that, but that still doesn't sit well with me. And I know that they can, you know, reapply, I guess, for their job.
Right.
I just didn't like that at all. And like you said, John, it's just part of like a bigger sort of constant wave of negative stuff right now for Vanderbilt.
That's why Greg and I were kicking around, you know, the possibility that maybe they want to try to control the narrative a little bit more over there on West End. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy that. I mean, you can still, you know, they're ultimately still employed, you know, by the university. I don't know that there's really a link there. I could be wrong, but you know, to me, it's just like restructuring is fine and all that. And again, like as long as they're not now, if we find that all of a sudden they're doing their jobs way differently, and you know, Alan George and others are still there, well, then that's another thing. But again, it's just to me, it's just the firings that really bother me. And you know, what does that mean? Like, you know, you have to have someone representing a team and doing this for a team, because again, you and me and people on our side of things are constantly bothering these people.
Of course.
So I don't know about the controlling the narrative thing, though. I mean, look, Vanderbilt has already, even with these people doing a fantastic job, and they did, and the people who are still there do. They really,
yep.
You know, like Larry Leathers, who retired. You know, what a great guy and helpful
prince
guy.
Of a man. Yep.
I mean, yeah, like even with all that, you still have this Vanderbilt thing where it's hard to find out what's really going on at the higher levels. I used to request Nick Zeppos, and like I didn't even get a no. I just got my request ignored. You know? that's still like that's the Vanderbilt thing that is really frustrating, and that's been there for years.
Mm. No question about it. Get you out of here on this, Rex. What do you make of the Patty Mahomes deal? I mean, it's great for Patty, obviously. I think the guy deserves it. I think he's the face of the NFL. And I think in the long run, this could be almost a bargain for the Kansas City Chiefs. They lock up their franchise quarterback for the next decade. Oh, by the way, he'll only be, 35 when this contract runs out. There are options on either side. And this is going to allow them to take care of their guy and also, hopefully for their sake, build around him so that they can sustain success for a long period of time. What say you?
Yeah, I would agree. I know that it's just a huge number, but if I had to look at, like, if you had to pick a winner of that deal, I would pick the Chiefs. It's crazy to think, and of course, it still depends. It depends on football and TV deals and everything, the economy. But I would guess that right now, like 5-6 years down the road, and you look at what the market for quarterbacks has been, how obviously, most important position. It's, you know, the pay's been exploding. In 5-6 years, he might be a bargain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I might have advised him to sign, you know, the typical, like, 4-year extension and be coming up on free agency at that point. If you're healthy and playing like you have been, then, boy, you're going to break the bank. Of course, I also wouldn't tell anybody not to sign a $500 million deal, But
hey, let's wait on that. There's Patty, let's wait on that.
I don't know, man. Are you sure? Yeah. But at the same time, I would not be shocked if there's a, you know, renegotiation at some point during mm-hmm. those years. Crazy as it may be to think that right now.
And I just think Patty's the type of guy that if it means, kind of like what Brady did all those years, if it means building better, you know, a better team around him, he might be willing to work those numbers. He seems like that kind of kid. Rexy, you're the best, man. Get your plugs in. How can people keep up with you?
Oh, thanks, bud. Yeah, at Joe Rex Show on Twitter and theathletic.com. Is it /? Or /? One of the /'s, Nashville.
It's one or the other, so you got a 50-50 chance.
Got a COVID-19, exactly. Yeah, you slash around and you'll get it. I got a COVID-19 column coming today. So I know, no one's been writing about that at all, so I figured I should try. So. There you go.
Breaking new ground, as always, the great Joe Rex Road. Thanks so much for doing this, man. Have a great day. All right, buddy?
All right, you too, bud.
All right, there he goes. Joe Rex Road from The Athletic, kind enough to join us, friend of show. You want to give us a call? You can. Just because Greg's not here doesn't mean I'd love to talk to you. 615-844-5600. More on the other side. Stay with us.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips. With the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a delicious DQ Blizzard. This is the sound of a drumstick, the original Sunday Cone. And this is the sound of these two summer icons coming together in the new DQ Drumstick Blizzard. Everything you love from a drumstick, including waffle cone pieces and peanuts, combined with our world-famous DQ soft serve. We're fitting more summer into every bite. DQ. Happy tastes good.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Braves Radio Network is right there with you. We miss baseball. So we're bringing you Braves replays every weekend at noon Central. It's Braves Extra Innings. We're re-airing games from the 2019 season every weekend until baseball returns.
This one is hammered. A rocket high into the heavens and deep to left field and gone.
Catch the Atlanta Braves Extra Innings on Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio.
This is a dry liner by a big voice guy telling you that this is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Greg is off today. He'll be back with us on Monday. You got me, John Burton, at JohnBurton32 on Twitter. Also, Crazy Charlie is here as always at CrazyCharlie615. 615-844-5600 is the number to call. Matter of fact, let's go to the phones. Let's go to a man who... Let's go to the Cosby Cattleman. Good morning, Cattleman.
Good morning, John and Crazy C.
What's going on, bro?
We're a Pogueless today, huh?
Yeah, no Pogey Bear today. Getting some well-deserved... I tell you what, that beer butt chicken he cooked me, oh my goodness, was that good.
Yeah, I bet it was.
A tinge dry, so what I got to do is, Calvin, I got to reheat it in a pan with a little bit of olive oil. And I told him this last night. We spoke last night, so he's good on it. But it was delicious. Well spiced, well done. You know me, I love my protein. So I had that with some steamed vegetables last night for dinner, and it was all good, my man.
Yeah, if we can get back to normal, I'm eating pretty well. I could be eating a little better. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get on about a 30-day sushi kick if we could get that going again.
That'll trim you down, brother.
That's what I like to do.
That'll trim you down for sure.
Talk NFL with you today,
yeah.
Playing off that Rex Road interview there, John.
Yeah.
A couple of thoughts for you there. But before I do, one thing Joe was talking about access, and I think you asked him a good question about the changes over there at Vanderbilt.
Mm.
And I would remind you and Joe and your fellow TV sports guys around town, maybe even your hard news people around town, to be honest with you, considering how ugly that story is, there's nothing stopping y'all from going over to Candace Lee's office and putting a camera in her face.
Duly noted. What else you got?
A lot of these administrators like to hide in the weeds. And you ever watch 60 Minutes?
Yes. Listen, we have the best investigative reporter in the history of local TV news in Phil Williams. So, the classic chase the person down type thing.
Yeah, ambush them.
Yeah, you know, that makes for good TV, but you rarely get any information out of it. I know you would be thoroughly entertained by that to see Candace Lee, you know, scurrying to get away from a Phil Williams-led camera crew or something like that. So,
hey, I know you're pretty athletic here, John. I guarantee she could outrun you in no time. You start asking her, asking her about that deal.
She was a D1 hooper at Vanderbilt, so I don't know. So, well, yeah.
I just wanted to kind of bring that up.
Yeah, I know. You've kind of hinted that at that the last couple of days.
I think we've seen many of those courthouse interviews over the years.
Yeah, yeah. But people know when
You ever see how your media buddies ever treat Roger Stone every time he walks into a courthouse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just thought I'd bring that up to your attention.
All right. Appreciate
it. Let's talk NFL here, guys.
Sure.
Here are the two things that I'm a little worried about here. Well, first off, on the field, if I'm an NFL player, and let's say I'm a good player, mm-hmm. and I know I'm going to make the 53-man roster, mm-hmm. we all know the NFL is a dangerous game. Mm-hmm. If I can lay on my couch, and, man, we're all trying to be safe. I'm not taking any shots at any of these dudes. And if I can't have a check rolling in, I've probably got a lot of money already anyway, but I can get a year off my contract. We all know all these guys want to be free agents.
Right.
That's where that second contract's the big payday.
Well, yeah. I mean, and not only that, Kettleman, just the fact that if the other leagues are allowing their players to opt out, I'm sure the NFL players are going to say, hey, what about us? We played like you said. You just brought it up. We play the most dangerous sport out there. We're risking our lives as it is without a pandemic.
So I would expect we'll see some, if not a lot of that, as we get a little closer here. But, you know, John, have you ever seen Hard Knocks? I assume you have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
That's a great show. Yep. That's kind of the start of the football season almost. Mm-hmm. Really, really interesting stuff that fans don't see if they've never seen that show.
Mm-hmm.
But it always strikes me, you've got like a knucklehead like Antonio Brown. Okay,
right.
The Raiders. The Raiders were on there last year. That guy's a complete idiot.
He's a sociopath. I used to cover him his first couple of years in the league in Pittsburgh, and he was the nicest kid you ever want to meet. And then he got good and got famous and got some money, and he lost his mind.
Yeah, he was Butch Jones' big player, too. Why didn't he play for Butch? But anyway, it always struck me, you know, you've got those types of guys or the first-round draft pick. You know, I'm just using that guy as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Guy that's comfortably on the team. Okay, you got those guys. And then you've got those guys that are just trying to make the team. You know, the guys that, they'll bring 100 guys into training camp and they'll have to cut it down to 53.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's like 90 down to 53. Yeah,
so if you've got these guys mailing it in, I always think about the guys that are making the team. I don't think the NFL is going to have any trouble filling a 53-man roster.
Oh, no. No. I mean, look what they did in 1987 when the players went on strike. They just brought in replacement players. Now, the games were absolute garbage and the ratings went in the toilet, but, you know, there was still NFL football.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Alvin Kamara sitting on a couch somewhere in Miami, you're probably not too worried. But if you're a free agent trying to make a team and knowing your next stop's trying to sell insurance somewhere, it's a totally different deal, isn't it?
Bagging groceries at the Piggly Wiggly,
A lot of these guys, you know, they don't have a college degree or anything. They're just sitting there trying to make an NFL football team. Hey, one last thing for you, John. I want to throw this at you, and I think you know this. Would you clarify something for me?
I'll try.
Sounds like Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
Sounds like he really showed his butt on Twitter or whatever. What was the gist of that quote again?
Well, all you need to know, Cattleman, is that the quote started, Hitler said, ... and he was done right there. And it was something Jews and blacks and something like that, and it was just totally inappropriate, totally reprehensible. You know, I said this, I don't know if you're listening yesterday, but I said yesterday the Eagles need to cut him, they need to cut ties with him. You know, the Eagles' ownership and their higher-ups, their top men are Jewish. And I just saw a tweet where a 94-year-old Holocaust survivor has asked to speak with Deshaun Jackson. So, what he did was inexcusable, reprehensible. He should be cut, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the treatment Drew Brees got.
I know. I know where you're going with this. I know.
Well, I'm not surprised you on this. Okay, all these guys have a Twitter account, Instagram, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We're fighting the virus here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty clear if we get to week one, we're going to have all these players wanting to kneel and all that mess. And then, we're going to be right in a political season,
It's an election year, right?
Yeah, you know, the country, last time I checked, was a 50-50 country if you looked at the presidential vote.
Right.
And I think what you're really going to have, you got two worries here. You got the virus, of course,
mm-hmm.
and I do think, you know, there are a lot of people that aren't just going to, they're just not going to stand for it again. You know, and it looks to me like it's going to be a lot worse this time, and because all these guys want to do it now. And I think, even if we get to where we're playing ball, it's going to get real ugly, and a lot of fans just throwing their hands up with it. And I've been calling y'all about this for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not going to be this.
Colin Kaepernick is not going to ever be a hero to half the country, okay? As much as they'd like for him to be, or misunderstood and all that claptrap, if we get on the field and the first thing America sees is a 50, 100 dudes kneeling for the national anthem, that's going to be as bad for the NFL as the virus is going to be.
Yeah, well, and I thank you for the call, Cattleman. The NFL is all in with this. Roger Goodell, basically said, listen, you guys want to protest? We're not going to stand in your way. In fact, we're going to protest with you. So, in the words of Ric Flair, whether you like it or you don't like it, you better learn to love it because it's coming. Back after this.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissant, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m., and make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show is presented by the lovely, palatial Omni Nashville Hotel.
615-844-5600, wrapping up hour number one. Don't forget, 1025, Eric Bacharach, Tennessee Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, will join us, talk all things Titans. And I want to give a shout-out to Big Keith Lee, new new WWE NXT heavyweight champion. He beat Adam Cole last night. Of course, Charlie and I are wrestling guys. I've been helping out Impact Wrestling, but I wanted to give a shout out to the big man, Keith Lee, going over last night, winning the strap, as they like to say. So stay with us. A lot to get to in hour number two. Again, Eric Bacharach, 1025. And straight on the other side, some interesting news out of the great state of Texas regarding sports. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
WPDQ.
Thanks, Bob.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The Supreme Court has just opened the door to the Manhattan District Attorney getting a hold of President Trump's tax returns. In a 7-2 decision, Chief Justice John Roberts says the Constitution does not provide the absolute immunity for which the president's lawyers had argued. Another 1.3 million Americans lost their jobs recently. That's how many filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week, according to the Labor Department. Several states are reversing reopening plans because more people are getting infected with coronavirus.
In Mississippi, a cluster of COVID-19 infections in the capital after weeks of some politicians ignoring mask-wearing recommendations. The governor urging anyone who has come in contact with a state lawmaker to get tested. And in Tulsa, Oklahoma, local health officials saying large events the past 2 weeks like President Trump's Tulsa rally and protests on June 20th likely contributed to their surge in new cases.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman, and this is ABC News.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit, because shed happens.
This year, Lowe's is your home for the 4th. If you're celebrating at home with family, you're bound to have more laundry to do. And that weird sound your washer has been making? Well, now it's not making one at all. Lowe's has you covered with appliances up to 40% off, like a Samsung laundry pair with steam wash and steam sanitize plus dry for $6.28 each. Sure, your dryer works fine, but wouldn't a matching set in a champagne color look nicer? Discover what's possible. Download the app or shop now on Lowe's.com. Offers valid through 7-8 U.S. only.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get-a-test.
Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Bogue and Don Burton Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
who wants to party?
On the radio.
Hold on to your hat.
There are a bunch of drama queens that spend an hour talking and 20 minutes jumping around while blows up.
This is the Greg Bogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hold it!
Call now at 844-5600.
We are created to serve a singular purpose for which we will go to any length to fulfill.
Now, here are your hosts, Greg Bogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Hour number two of our radio program here on Nashville Sports Radio. It's the Greg Bogue and John Burton Show. No Greg Bogue today. Bogey Bear is going to take a few days off. He'll be back with us on Monday. I'm John Burton at JohnBurton32 on Twitter. Crazy Charlie is here at CrazyCharlie615. 615-844-5600. The number to call. Would love to hear from you. I know Greg's not here.
On Monday? What's today?
Today's Thursday.
Oh, so he's got one more day
off?
Yeah,
yeah. All right. It's me and you again tomorrow.
All right, that's okay.
And then the weekend, and then he'll be back on Monday.
I say, he's taking more than 2 days off to just sit at the house and do nothing. Then
no, he's going fishing with Hillbilly, isn't he?
He can go fishing with Bill Medley any day he wants. Hillbilly will swing right by and pick him up right there at the property.
That's true. What, they live like 2 seconds away from one another, right?
I can't wait till you get to hang out with Hillbilly.
Yeah, I want to meet Hillbilly.
He's a cool dude.
He seems like my kind of dude, man. Just a good old country boy, fishing, hunting, you know.
He's our kind of dude.
Yeah.
He really is, man. John, since we've been on the air,
yeah.
I want to get the conversation started because I have a feeling this is going to drive some phone calls
yes,
like we like
please.
To do here at 615-844-5600.
We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel,
Thank
by the
you
way.
For doing that, John, yep. while I was stretching for a button there. Mm-hmm. But I want to get this story reported before we start taking some of the calls that are on hold. And this is coming out of the great state of Texas and politics reporter for the Business Insider. Now, I know politics is not what we discuss here, but you'll understand
right.
the connection here in just a second.
Well, we do when Cattleman calls.
But. Correct. So we got the politics reporter for the Business Insider,
mm-hmm.
and he is tweeting out that the Dallas school superintendent just told Garrett Hake of NBC News he's pretty sure there will be no Texas high school football this year.
Now, if you know anything about high school football in the state of Texas, those two things are synonymous.
Just know that their high school football stadiums are bigger than most of your college football stadiums.
And, you know, most of us saw Friday Night Lights. We know these small towns in Texas, that's all they live for is Friday night high school football. It's, you know, in the state of Texas, it's the Dallas Cowboys, it's Texas Longhorns football. And it's high school football.
Absolutely right about that.
And you brought up a good point off air that if Texas decides, hey, we're shutting down high school football due to COVID-19, that will create.
It's the biggest domino in all of football.
Our friend Clay, a mushroom effect, a ripple yeah. effect throughout the country, no?
Yeah, it's the biggest domino in all of football. If the state of Texas decides they're not going to play high school football this year, then you've got to think they're going to move ahead to college football soon afterwards and say we're not going to have college football in the state of Texas. And if it gets to that point, there'll be no football played in the United States of America.
My goodness.
I mean, I'm sorry to be the doom bringer
yeah.
right here, but if the Dallas school superintendent is telling NBC News, prepare for no high school football.
The quote is pretty sure there will be no Texas high school football. Now, listen, I came here from Western Pennsylvania, and, you know, high school football there is pretty big, too. They produced, you know, all those great quarterbacks, Joe Namath, Jim Kelly, Joe Montana, et cetera, et cetera. And great players like LeVar Arrington and Mike Ditka and Tony Dorsett. The list goes on and on. High school football was a huge deal in the state of Pennsylvania, especially in Western PA. But it doesn't compare to what Texas is. And I know Florida is a big high school football area as well, or high school football state as well, but nothing compares to Texas high school football.
No, not whatsoever. And it's pretty wild. You know, this isn't we're going to meet again. Again, we just had this discussion about the Ivy League. This isn't, we're going to meet again in August to make determinations. This is start making plans for the idea that there will be no high school football in the state of Texas. I'm telling you right now, that domino is so big,
yep.
once it falls, it will eclipse the entirety of the football landscape across this country. The TSSAA on the local issue in the local football,
right.
they yesterday postponed making a decision for a little bit longer. You've got to wonder, John, did they just want to postpone?
I was just going to ask you
give
that.
This a little bit more breathing room. Because
maybe they heard some feelers that this could be going on in Texas.
Perhaps so there have been conversations.
Let's wait on our contingency plan vote to find out what happens here.
There's probably one hell of a group chat out there somewhere from, you know, representatives from state to state asking each other, you know, what are you guys thinking? What's your concept? And, you know, again, why don't I just continue with the gimmick? I've been the doom bringer all morning, you know, at the top of the hour, we get the new updated numbers every morning here right. in Nashville for COVID cases, and it was over 500 again yesterday. Now, I'm not giving the total number because there's an asterisk, because there's some lagging tests, there's some things. The total number was like 600 and something with X number lagging from last. I'm just telling you, there was over 500 new cases.
New confirmed cases.
In Davidson County
right.
yesterday.
I hope I'm wrong on this, but I got a feeling we're going back to phase one.
Asked if phase one was an option at that very same press conference where those numbers were announced. And I apologize, I do not know the doctor's name. But mm-hmm. for those of us who are local, you know he is the doctor that's been with the mayor right. at all of these press conferences. He was asked directly, is phase one an option again? And he said, we are keeping all of our options on the table. We've already had a weird hybrid rollback
right.
to phase two.
As of Friday.
I have a feeling we'll probably be hearing something about a phase one hybrid coming very soon, if not going directly back to phase one. I mean, let's face it, John, we were supposed to flatten this curve, kick this thing, and then get into the summer heat, and it was going to go away.
Right.
And
I fully expected that.
That's not
that.
Happened. We did flatten the curve.
Yes.
For a while there.
And then what happened?
But now it's
the bars
going on, right
the
back up.
The honky-tonk bars on Broadway open, and everybody flooded them. Nobody social distanced.
Well, it wasn't just the bars. The bars is an easy target.
Yeah.
It was the people. The people got bored. Yep. They got frustrated, mm-hmm. and they made a determination on their own, even though they had access to scientists, doctors, all of these things, television, online. They made their own personal determinations that they were going to have a barbecue at their house or go to a pool party, mm-hmm. or attend a graduation ceremony.
Right.
It was the bars, certainly, but the bars are just one layer of the social structure of our culture. And we all know, John, because you and I see it, we observe it. When we were in phase two, masks were readily worn at the grocery store. They were more common. We hit phase three, and it was like the next day, it was schools out for summer. Masks thrown off, thrown up in the air, thrown down in the parking lot. I ain't wearing this damn thing ever again. You know, one of those things. And now what do we do? In less than a week, we found ourselves right back.
We're
not slowing anything down. We're a frustrated people.
Right.
We lack clear messaging.
Right.
And we're all just making our own decisions.
We're defiant as well.
Oh, naturally.
Because a lot of people are saying, I'm an American. I don't have to wear a darn mask. These are the same people that don't want to wear a seatbelt when they're in the car. Okay?
Correct. But, and John, I'm old enough to remember that argument and that debate.
Oh,
I won't.
Me too.
You can't make me wear a seatbelt. And now you get in the car and a seatbelt is instinct.
My dad was defiant as anybody. And I used to get in the car as a little kid. We'd go on a trip and I'd put my seatbelt. My dad used to look at me like, what are you doing? I'm putting my seatbelt on, Daddy. Why? I don't know. Just what I'm doing.
The sports example we gave yesterday of how things can become... They're so new and so weird, and we're so, this is dumb, that's stupid. But then you go a couple seasons down the road, and it's just normal. Not new normal, just normal. And we used the example yesterday of the concussion protocols that came into the sports landscape about 5 years ago. A quiet room at a football stadium. The concept alone sounds like the dumbest thing you could ever even try to discuss. I mean, it's an oxymoron just to say a quiet room at a stadium full of 80,000 screaming maniacs. Yeah. But the quiet room as a concept is now just part of the normalcy mm-hmm. of sports. Mm-hmm. If a guy takes a headshot, he goes with the doctors to a designated room where they give him a concussion protocol. They then make the determination. Does he need to leave for more medical treatment immediately? Does he need to remain out of the game? Or did we just overreact and he's absolutely fine and he can return? But the quiet room and the concussion protocol, just 5 years ago on this radio station, people calling in, hosts all day. I don't get it. It's silly. It doesn't make any sense. This is going to ruin the way we do things. They're going to be pulling quarterbacks off the field every other play.
Right.
Now, the quiet room and the concussion protocol is just part of the normal, everyday part of sports. Matter of fact, you probably don't even consider it a thing anymore. It's just, guy got hit in the head and needs to go get checked by the doctor. I think that's how we're going to get with COVID testing mm-hmm. eventually. A year from now, it's still going to exist. We know this.
But we'll probably have a vaccine by then.
I hope so.
Well, let me play devil's advocate on this.
Oh, please do.
What about the people that may be thinking, you know what? All right, I understand the risks. I know what potentially could happen to me, but I'm not going to live in fear. If I get it, I'll deal with it. I want to be able to go to bars. I want to be able to go to gatherings. I want to be able all those things you mentioned, barbecues mm-hmm. and...
Cool.
You know, hanging
you do
out
you.
On Broadway.
You do you, know? You, but are you going to then stay away from me?
Right.
Do you have to go to work on Monday? Do you have to have a doctor's appointment coming up? So in other words, you can make whatever decision you want for your own personal self.
Right.
But
it's how it affects other people.
2 days after you've made that personal choice, do you then have to go sit in an office full of other people that you're then making a choice for them? And that's, That's where the whole thing comes in of, can't we meet in the middle somewhere? Can't you just wear a mask, social distance, and experience the spirit of freedom all at the same time? Right. I sure as hell do. John, I don't feel constrained one bit by throwing a mask on to walk into Publix and grab a couple of things.
It's no big deal. When I go into Sprouts.
When I see the arrows on the floor that say go down the aisle this way, I just go down the aisle that way. You know why? Because when I'm driving down the road and I see a one-way sign, I don't say, that's against my spirit of freedom. I'm going to drive whatever damn way I want.
I don't care if that light's red. I'm going through it.
So, you know, a seatbelt and following a one-way sign is exactly the same. And you do those things every day.
Right.
It's exactly the same as putting on a mask and going down the aisle the right way.
You think about it when you get in your car? You just put the seatbelt on.
No, it's instinct. But the generation before me, it was, you know, you're stealing my freedom.
Yeah, how could this be a law?
This is just one step to getting microchipped by Bill Gates, who I don't even know exists yet.
615-844-5600 is the number to call. Let's go to Schmitty. Schmitty, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Stopped at Kroger last night, and they have a sign, mask or mandate, and I think I saw five or six people with no mask, and it's just, and also, you know, people just park in the fire lane. No parking.
Oh, sure. Handicap zone, fire lane, doesn't matter.
So, freedom, Schmitty.
That's right. It's freedom.
Hey, I didn't talk about this, but I actually went to high school in Texas. Dad was working for the Rangers, and boy, I mean, we would draw my high school, and we were actually in the movie or the book, Friday Night Lights. We lost to Odessa Permian. We had a real good quarterback who went to played at Baylor, J.J. Joe. But we draw 3,000 or 4,000.
Oh, that's a Texas name.
The playoffs would play at the Texas Stadium. And then my high school did make it after I left. They made it to the state finals, and I think they played that down in Houston.
Yeah.
And we had a real good running back named, I think, Sean Johnson, that played at USC. But, they take that football serious down there.
Yeah, I mean, so you can speak to this. Can you imagine a fall with no high school football in the state of Texas?
That would be. I mean, they'd lose some money. Some of them, I heard they pay the referees get paid according to the gate, and that's a Permian draws like 15,000.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you,
hey,
bro.
Just want to touch a little bit on Vanderbilt. So my dad coached there way back in the 70s, and they've been doing things crazy for years. He was a football recruiter. He recruited Dennis Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
He recruited Walter Overton, and they took that position away from him. And he was on the staff there with Bill Parcells,
right,
who interviewed for the head coaching job. They turned him down. So they've been doing things kind of backwards for years. But as far as talking about the what's going on with the rape charges, I hope they're not true, but I know it's real serious. But I'm kind of getting tired of. You got a certain caller who just wants to go on and on and on about it.
I know.
Maybe look at your own school a little bit, because they haven't exactly been squeaky clean over the years. I mean, just last year, they had a player. He got kicked off from the previous coaching staff for cussing him out. They let him back on the team. And then, remember in the Vanderbilt game, he tackles a guy. He steps on his head.
Yeah, and he gets drafted by the San Francisco 49ers in the seventh round.
Never apologize.
Right.
Coach or the AD did not want to do anything about it.
Right.
The commissioner stepped in and suspended him for half the game. But I just, you know, maybe worry a little bit more about your own school. You know, when Fulmer was there, they had guys getting arrested left and right. So anyway, and then he also wants a dog on Corbin some, and you have another caller who picked on Corbin some.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin, what you got to respect so much about Corbin, and he's won two national titles. That's one more than Kyle Perry's won at Kentucky.
Right.
And he graduates almost every player.
Right.
I think the only one who hasn't graduated is Price.
Right.
They had guys come
and
back.
He had good reason for not graduating.
Yeah. But they've had guys come back this summer and go to class, whereas you got those guys at Kentucky, they might go to class in the fall semester, then never hit the classroom again.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm
good stuff,
Schmitty.
Hey, listen, if I'm looking to have a good time, where would I go?
Oh, you can always go bowling, strike, and spare. Hopefully, they'll get to stay open.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Take care.
Thanks for calling. All right. With that, we go to Jeff in the Borough. Good morning, Jeff.
What's going on, John? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I just want to say, y'all talking about the mask wearing. I talked to my sister yesterday about it, and she thinks it's government control. telling you what to
Why
do.
Why do people think that way? I mean,
that's
just.
What she does. That's what she
I'm
makes.
Sorry. I don't. I'm not here to tell anybody how to think. God knows. I mean, you know what I think is off the wall. But how, you know, the fact that people are saying this is no big deal. These cases are trumped up by the media. You know, it's fake news. It's this and that. Just wear a mask. That's all.
Well, see, Bang Bang, she told me, she said, wearing a mask don't prevent you from getting that virus. You can still get it. That's what she said.
No, but it prevents, hopefully, other people from you're wearing a mask to protect other people, not so much yourself.
I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying. But she just, and see what it is? She's a teacher, so she's got to wear one going back in the fall.
Oh, okay.
She's got to do. She's got to wear one, and she probably don't want to do it, but she's going to have to. And the only time she'll wear one is if she goes to the building and they say she's got to wear one, then she'll wear it. But otherwise, she won't do it.
I got you.
Sister won't. But I just wanted to say, you were talking, Cosby was talking about you guys running down Candace Lee. Real quick story. I don't know how long you've been in Tennessee. But when Billy Gillespie
8 years.
When Billy Gillespie coached at Kentucky, he only coached a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And he got fired. When he got fired that day, I remember watching a video of it. He was in his office like he was on the phone doing work, and he had just gotten fired. Barnard just fired him. Mm. So next in media, Alan Cutler's one of these retired now.
Yeah.
Went in there and to a couple of all the TV stations, went in there and tried to talk to him. He run down the hall of the athletic park trying to get it. And so all the next in media with cameras running after him trying to get a comment.
Yeah.
It was video all the time. Like you said, it's good television, but you ain't going to
get anything. You're not going to get anything. Jeff, thanks.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah, we're up against the break. Yeah, and I'll just be honest with you. I'm comfortable enough in my career saying this, having been in this business over 25 years, the better part of 25 years. That's not what I do. I'm not that kind of journalist. I'm not chase you down in the parking lot guy. We have people for that at News Channel 5, and they do a great job of it. That's not going to be my gig. So if certain people are expecting me to do that, I'm not going to do that. It's not because I'm protecting anybody. It's just that's not what I do. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Eric Bacharach, Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, will join us next.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, we've stopped thinking outside the box. Instead, we're thinking inside the bucket. The $2.99 Napa bucket, to be exact. When you fill those bad boys with auto parts, you can get 20% off 3 or more items that fit inside. No overthinking required. Just get your bucket, fill it up, and save 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 7/31/20.
Five State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today and tonight. Partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms throughout. Daytime high around 94, and our nighttime low will be 75. For your Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms expected. Friday's high will be 91, and a Saturday high will go to 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Simonson.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The taste of a new generation. They're the Pepsi Clear of Nashville Sports Radio. The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Is the number to call. This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. No Greg Pogue, the Pokey Bear, taking a couple of days off. He'll be back with us on Monday. We're going to hook up with Eric Bacharach of the Tennessean in just one second. Want to pass along what my colleague at News Channel 5, Matthew Torres, just tweeted. Nashville kids will have to stay at home even longer. News Channel 5 has learned Metro School's academic school year will start remotely for all students, and more details will be released at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we will monitor that for you. Make sure you're checking out News Channel 5 starting at 4 o'clock. So with that happy news, we bring in one of my favorites, friend of show. He is the Tennessee Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, and he's a real bro. Bro, it's Eric Bacharach. Bro. The great Eric Bacharach. Bro, how are you?
How about that, bro?
Bro, all the love, bro. All of it.
All of it. I'm doing well, JB. How about you?
Good. How was your 4th of July?
It was, you know, it was good. It was quiet, but luckily I'm kind of positioned well in East Nashville where I could go up to my roof and kind of just see all the fireworks around me. So that was kind of cool. I'm first time in my new place, but quiet. You know, just trying to be socially responsible while enjoying the fourth.
Well said, sir. Good job by you. All right. Well, listen, we gotta give some credit to our buddy Koharski down the dial. I love Paul, actually. I get along with him just fine, and you know, I think he's hilarious. I mean, we're from New York. We grew up with guys like Paul our whole lives, right? We're used to guys like Paul, right?
Yeah.
But you know, he was able to get something out of John Robinson a couple of nights ago about Jadeveon Clowney, basically saying the interest is still there to sign him, and you know, he wants to get a look at him and see if he's good to go medically. He's coming off that core muscle surgery. We've seen, you know, the videos of him working out, coming off the edge. He looks good. So what did you make of what Koharski got out of JR a couple days ago?
You know, I think it's kind of consistent with what J-Rob's message has been throughout. You know, he hasn't really, you know, shied away, per se, from saying that they're interested. You know, there's just some mitigating factors in play, you know, with COVID and also, you know, just with Clowney looking to hit a certain number, which is really, you know, the reason why he's still on the market. And obviously there's complications with COVID and getting him in and teams sizing him up from a health perspective. But, you know, he's a guy, of course, that if you bring in, he just changes, you know, sort of what the defense brings to the table dramatically, you know, for how well, the Titans were last year, for, you know, how decent their position this year. You know, they lost a couple of really important players in, you know, Logan Ryan, Jarrell Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing a guy like Clowney, you pair him, you know, with a recently signed guy in Vic Beasley. You also have Harold Landry. That unit, to me, goes from, you know, what was once a liability, what was once inconsistent, to an instant strength. And it's really been the one sort of thing, to me, holding this Titans defense back defensively the past couple of seasons, is that edge rushing. And we know, you know, what Clowney can do. It's not just edge rushing. He's a really versatile talent that, you know, I'm sure Mike Vrabel would be eager to get his hands on. You know, so I think hearing those comments from J-Rob, you know, just kind of, again, are in line with what he's been saying, and makes you kind of think that if things play out the way the Titans want them to, it wouldn't be all that surprising for them to reach an agreement.
So bottom line, I won't hold you to this, but bottom line, does this get done?
You know what? I think it does.
Mm.
I think it does. I'm not, you know, that would probably be 60, maybe 51%, but just looking at the other teams in play, I think he's the best fit for the Titans. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
They've got enough room where they can make it happen. Clowney's going to have to, you know, he can't be asking for 20 or so million, but if he comes down on his price and, you know, I think that makes sense for him coming in, playing on a one-year deal where, you know, if he proves his worth after last season, he could be, you know, in better position next offseason, you know, maybe where the health factor isn't still lingering. You know, so I think it makes sense for a lot of reasons. I think it's the perfect landing spot for Clowney. I just think it's a match made in heaven. So, you know, when I look at some of the other teams that are being talked about, it, you know, it could make sense for him to go back to the Seahawks. But to me, on paper, the Titans are the best match, so I could see it happening for sure.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to go to Cleveland and play alongside Myles Garrett and with Olivier Vernon, it sure stands to reason like he wants to come here, no?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. You know, the Browns have kind of been out in front of everybody in terms of, you know, just the reported offers that they've been given to him, but he's reportedly wanted none of that from Cleveland. So it's got to kind of make you think that he's got ulterior motives. And again, just with all the connections that he's got here with the Titans, I just wouldn't be surprised if this is where he wants to end up this season.
Eric Bacharach is our guest, covers the Titans for the Tennessean, friend of show, at Eric Bacharach on Twitter. Eric, the deadline is coming up with the Derrick Henry situation. He's under the franchise tag, so they'll get him for a year, guaranteed no matter what. But if they want to sign him to a new long-term contract, they have until next Wednesday. I don't know if this will get done or not. Maybe, you know, not sure what insight you may have on it, but to me, there doesn't seem to be a lot of panic on either side. You know, the fact that Henry signed the franchise tag pretty quickly, and the fact that J-Rob has said on numerous occasions, look, talks are going well, we're trying to come to a common ground, there doesn't seem to be a lot of panic on either side. So if I'm a Titans fan, I'm not too worried about Derrick Henry's future here in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair, and this is one where I'm kind of more, it depends on the day that you ask me as far as what I think is I think that there's a lot to like from the Titans side. And, you know, as you kind of said, you know, the fact that he signed the tender, the fact that, you know, J-Rob has consistently said that they're looking to find and they want Derrick Henry here long term. You know, I think that, you know, to me and to everyone that should say that both sides are in good terms with the other. You know, if you're the Titans, I think there's a couple factors in play that, you know, lend to wanting to have him long term. You know, one, just being his injury history, he hasn't really been all that banged up, you know, for as much of a bruiser as his reputation is. You know, he hasn't really...
Well, that's because, not to cut you off, Eric, but that's because, let's face it, his first couple seasons, he didn't run all that physical. After he had that heart-to-heart with Eddie George, that's when he started to pick up the pace, right?
For sure. And that's, you know, that kind of lends me into my second point, which is, as far as his usage goes, playing behind DeMarco Murray in the first couple of seasons, you know, that pays off now. You know, when he's 26 years old and looking for a second contract, you know, he was a workhorse last year, ran for over 300 carries in the regular season, over 80 plus then in the postseason. But before that, you know, he was averaging about 170 carries per season. Doesn't have a ton of wear and tear on him like some of these other running backs that are looking for, you know, elite contracts, elite second contracts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that's working in his favor too. And then obviously, you know, look at everything he does on the field. I do really think that the way he sort of complements Ryan Tannehill and vice versa, I think that's another match made in heaven for the Titans. And I think if you're J-Rob, you're hoping to keep that in place as long as possible. But we do know sort of the track record, especially recently, for second contracts doled out to running backs, you know, whether it's David Johnson, you know, whether it's Todd Gurley, Devontae Freeman, there's, you know, a bunch of examples where it doesn't work out for one reason or another. A lot of it is injury, and it's kind of just one of those positions that is marquee, but it is probably the most replaceable of the marquee positions. So
right.
That's to consider. There's, you know, his pass catching ability to consider. You know, it's not a strength of his. It's something that, you know, some of the other running backs I mentioned, those backs had that ability in their repertoire. Henry doesn't really have that, but, you know, he is, you know, last year he was the most dominant running back on first and second down. So, you know, I think he's a really important piece, but I think one way or the other, you know, I think no matter what happens, it'll probably be fair to say that the Titans and Derrick Henry are on good terms. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 6 days here as far as them trying to find middle ground on that agreement.
Eric Bacharach is our guest. Now, Eric, I'm not the type of guy that gets all that excited about mini camps and OTAs, other than the fact that it's something cool to cover and put on TV, right? But one of the things I do like is the fact you get to see the rookies on the field. You see what numbers they're issued. You see how they kind of start to adapt from the college to the pro game. We haven't had a chance to see any of these rookies this year. Just wondering which rookie, and we'll take Isaiah Wilson out of it, I guess, for the time being, because I'm assuming it'll be the Undertaker starting at right tackle and they'll work Wilson in as needed. Other than Wilson, what rookie are you most excited to see once they finally get on the field and start practicing?
You know, it's probably got to be a second round pick, Christian Fulton, or third round pick Darrington Evans.
Evans is my pick. That's interesting you say that.
He's a really exciting player, and it's going to be exciting to see what he could do behind Derrick Henry, because again, you know, Henry is a guy that last season, I can't remember exactly what percentage of plays he played on third down, but it was a really small percentage, and it was kind of honestly eye-opening when I saw it. Mm-hmm. You know, so that'll be a role that Evans, you know, will be looked to fill. So it'll be interesting to see how he looks. By all accounts, he's a really electric player, has that pass-catching ability, has really sturdy hands, you know, did a lot for Appalachian State. So he's a guy that I'm excited to see, and same with Christian Fulton, just in terms of his ability potentially to come in and start right away, kind of fill the role that Logan Ryan was filling for the Titans, and kind of just see where he is, because obviously it's a really interesting season, off season, to be a rookie, and a really bad one to be an undrafted rookie, you know, just in terms of trying to make your case for the team, you know, so I think it's going to be a really important few weeks for the rookies, for the undrafted guys. And again, we don't know how much of the preseason, if any, we're going to get right now. Two games, we'll see if that holds up. So training camp is going to be a really important period for evaluation, for players trying to sort of make their case for a spot, for a starting spot. But for me, the guys I'm most excited have to be Fulton and Evans.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. I agree with you there. Eric Bacharach from the Tennessean is our guest. All right, let's go around the league a little bit. You know, players are looking at the possibility of opting out this season. And, of course, they want this year regardless to count towards their free agent clock. And, Eric, when you look at it, you know, if MLB and NHL and the other leagues are allowing their players to do that, the NFL kind of has to follow suit on this, don't they?
I would think so, and you know, I keep thinking that has to be the case, and you know, it's just kind of interesting to see their approach to all of this. And again, you know, everything is kind of scheduled to go on as scheduled as we speak, but just the way things are trending, you know, I definitely expect some hiccups. And it, you know, if you're the NFL, I think it's kind of beneficial in some sense that you've had all these other leagues have a chance to sort of test the waters amid COVID. I think that's something to take advantage of, to take example of what leagues have done well to this point. A lot of it hasn't been done well, so that should be an example as well. So it'll be interesting to see where the NFL sort of prioritizes players in this whole mess, because that to me still has to be the priority as much as you know, that the owners are concerned about revenue and how much money is at stake with all of this. You know, I think if you're a player, I see the thinking with at least considering to opt out. You know, so if I'm the NFL, I would certainly explore and deeply consider all those options.
Well, that being said, Eric, I wouldn't expect Patty Mahomes to opt out this year. He's got about 503 million reasons potentially why he should step in there and play. What do you make of the contract he got? You know, I was talking to Rex Road last hour. I think it works. I think everybody wins with this. You know, the Chiefs lock up their franchise quarterback. You don't want this guy to go anywhere. He's the face of the NFL. He's already won you a Super Bowl. He's already been a league MVP. And there seems to be flexibility on both sides throughout this 10-year deal that if a restructure is in order to get better players around him, it can be done. And, you know, listen, I'm of the opinion, Eric, and I'm sure you are too, you are worth whatever someone is willing to pay you, and you are worth whatever you have the leverage to negotiate. So I'm happy for Patty Mahomes, and I'm happy for the Chiefs.
Yeah, listen, if there's anyone in sports worth that, I think it's Patrick Mahomes. The guy just won the Super Bowl. Titans fans saw it firsthand.
He single-handedly won that AFC Championship game.
Yeah, that play toward the end of the first half where he makes something out of nothing and is able to use his legs to make something happen. I mean, he's a superstar as it gets. I think he's worth the money. If anybody is, and you know, he's if you're the Chiefs, I think it's a win for you too, just because again, there is some flexibility there. You know, I was expecting a monster type contract. I don't know if anybody was.
I didn't see
that.
503. Did you?
Yeah, I saw 503, but I saw something crazy coming, and you know, I think it makes sense for both sides. I think Mahomes gets a number he was happy with, and I think the Chiefs get some flexibility that they were happy with. And honestly, if you look at it, you know, just in relation to some other quarterbacks, I think if you're the Titans, it's good news just because you look at Ryan Tannehill, how sort of he stacks up in all of this. And right now, I believe he's number 10 on the list of average annual salary, you know, amongst quarterbacks. And that's a good spot. That's potentially a really good bargain for the Titans if you look at what he did last year, if he's able to keep that momentum going in the right direction. I mean, you know, he's a Pro Bowl quarterback, led the league in passer rating, led the league in yards per pass attempt, and he's number 10 as far as the high paid quarterbacks per season. So it's interesting to look at it from that perspective as well. But as far as the deal goes for Mahomes, for the Chiefs, for the NFL, I think it was a win-win-win.
No question about it. Eric Bacharach is our guest. Finally, Eric, we'll get you out of here on this. What do you make of the whole DeSean Jackson situation? I think the Eagles need to cut him. I think they need to make an example out of him. I think what he anytime you quote Hitler, you're automatically gone in my book. And I get it. I'm a Giants fan. I hate the Eagles to begin with. Sports hate, of course. But, you know, I don't think you can just excuse what DeSean Jackson said or posted. I don't care if he says, well, I meant this, I didn't mean that. I mean, that's you know, especially you know, a team like the Eagles whose top men are Jewish, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, JB, I'm Jewish. You know, to me it's something where I agree. You know, I think you can't be that irresponsible when you're talking about an issue that's so important. You know, it's like anything that's going on right now. You have to be careful about what you put out there. And I don't think it's so easy just to sort of write off and say, you know, I messed up. I didn't look into it. If you're going to tackle these issues, you have to do so with a lot of discretion, and you can't accidentally quote Hitler. Like you said, you know, that doesn't fly. I think to be made an example of now makes sense. And I think the Eagles, I think they should do exactly what you said. I think they've got to make an example of them.
Eric, you're the best, bro. All the love. Get your plugs in, bro. How can people keep up with you, bro?
Oh, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm at Eric Bacharach. If you go online to Tennessean.com/sports/Titans, you can find all my stuff there.
You're the best, bro. All the love.
All the love, bro.
All of it. We'll see you soon, buddy. Thanks.
Sounds good, JB. Take care.
All right, there he goes, the great Eric Bacharach, Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. We'll take a break, come back with more. A very significant anniversary was yesterday in sports. We're going to tell you about that and how it's kind of shaped the sports landscape. Easy for me to say. Back after this.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-0480. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-0480. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now, 38 Construction is taking time to thank all the doctors, nurses, and first responders working to keep our families and communities safe. This message is from 38 Construction. For custom new construction, kitchen, basement, or bathroom remodels, roofing, siding, and more, turn your dreams into reality with 38 Construction. Call today at 615-879-1558. That's 615-879-1558. 38 Construction. They're people who care. Nashville Sports Radio has been your home for sports and information for over 25 years. And in these uncertain times, we understand the importance of information. With all the questions about the coronavirus, Nashville Sports Radio provides you the answer with the CBS Coronavirus Special with Gil Gross, airing every Saturday night starting at 6. Answering all the questions about the coronavirus and providing you with the best information. The CBS Coronavirus Special with Gil Gross, every Saturday at 6 on Nashville Sports Radio. Where's the beef? Right here. It's John Burton on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Well, breaking news. Not a surprise, is it, Charlie? Per The Athletic and our buddy Drake Hills from the Tennessean, Nashville SC out of the MLS is back tournament. They've got a reported 9 players positive for COVID-19. I know the MLS had spoke about it through the night. They finally, I guess, are getting ready to officially announce their decision. But The Athletic and our buddy Drake Hills both reporting that Nashville SC will now be out of the MLS is back tournament. Didn't